This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ah, yes, 7 after the hour. You will like this program if you are new to it. There's something for everybody to like about the Good Day program, if I do say so myself. Doug Steffen, who else is going to say it if I don't? I guess, right? Let's hear it for Doug. Yay! Jay Kirshner. People ask me often, what am I doing while I'm doing the program? I don't understand where that's a question that would seem to have an obvious answer. I'm doing the program while I'm doing the program. Well, yeah, but what else do you do? Well, if you must know, I'm having cucumbers for breakfast today. I found a place to get good local cucumbers. I don't know how they're growing this time of year, but I have Ken's Italian dressing, put that in a plate, cut up the cucumbers, and yum, that and some carrots.
Mm.
So there you go. That's my healthy...
Sounds delicious.
My recipe for today. All right, let's see what's going on in the rest of the good news department. Here's, from the medical world, the compound that's been discovered that actually can stop COVID in its tracks. You know how the ads for Raid kills bugs dead? Well, apparently sea sponges have something in them that can kill COVID dead. Stopping the coronavirus, certainly on lots of people's minds. Actually, this is something I'll talk to Dr. Ken about on this week's program, the Good Day Health program, heard on a lot of these same stations with Ken Kronhaus. He and Jack both do an hour of public service trying to help you understand. Ken does lots and lots of research every week from his cardiological clinic down in Florida. And so I know we'll talk about this. There are 26 compounds, just to give you a little background, 26 things found in nature, plants, fungi, that sort of thing, that can be used. And sea sponges apparently are the best thing, according to this research team. This is, they say, going to pave the way for new natural medicines, and we sure as heck need those. Hopefully the drug companies won't get a hold of these things, and they can be sold. It's sort of like my favorite. This is and Jack happens to be able to distribute them, but the standard process. I have about 30 supplements I take a day, and they're all from standard process because they're all food based. They're all grown. They have 485 acres of farmland. I think it's in Illinois where they grow all the stuff that they use to make all of the things. And wasn't it yesterday we were talking about food being medicine? I don't know why that should be news to people.
How the benefits of tea.
Yes, right. Anyway, so the people that are doing this research on the flu and coronavirus viruses say that it targets human cells that evolve more slowly than viruses. So the flu, we all know that. The viruses can change like that. Right? They compound and they change and they mutate and all that stuff. That's been the problem with COVID all along because it keeps changing faster than we can keep up with it with whatever's developed in the laboratory for a shot to keep you from getting it. So apparently these compounds target your cells, the cells that are in your body, rather. The bacteria, the viruses aren't part of your body, but they get in there and they dig in. So what this does is block the virus from replicating, and it helps the cellular structure of your body to recover. The research being done at the University of British Columbia, the study published in the Journal of Antiviral Research this week. I know Ken and I will talk about this. They found 350 compounds, Jay, derived from natural sources, plants, marine sponges, that will, you know, the things like we're talking about sea sponges here, that will find antiviral ways to stop these diseases.
It's incredible not speaking on COVID or anything else, maybe that, but how many diseases, but also the remedies that are just so naturally found.
Yeah, right, exactly. Especially when you see the information around that if you're pregnant, if you are pregnant, COVID-19 raises the risk of death by 7. You're 7 times more likely to die if you're pregnant, depending on where you are in the pregnancy, if you get COVID. That's chilling.
Pregnancy is scary enough with all the other things that could happen, like gestational diabetes, gestational hypertension, other infections, worrying about the health of your unborn child.
Yeah. Moderna is talking about their vaccine that they're trying to sell for how many millions, billions, jillions of dollars. It's 84% effective when preventing symptoms if you're over 60 years old. So, again, this is stuff that we'll talk about with Dr. Ken this week. And just in terms of a listening, your listening and dancing schedule here, Ken, some of the recent podcasts, Good Day Health Podcast, gooddayhealthshow.com, Ken and I talk about dark leafy greens and how taking them, eating them, will slow down memory loss. That's good news as you get a little bit older, especially, and it's also good for cancer patients, it would seem. One of the other conversations that we had was, actually a question came from people, you get the COVID booster and the flu vaccine same day? Ken says, yep, you can do that. He also talks about teenage brains prematurely aging because of what we're eating and what we're drinking. Imagine that, a teenager already showing, depending on what they're eating and drinking, brain problems. Aye, aye, aye. And a discussion of whether or not there is a cure for inflamed bowel disease. I know that bothers more people as they get a little older. So there are things like gold flakes. They discovered that. Imagine this be kind of expensive. But the question comes, and the research seems to point to a treatment that's made with gold flakes that will help you if you have irritable bowel syndrome. Anyway, get all of this. If you have some time to yourself, you can go back. We have years and years and years of these programs and podcasts at GoodDayHealthShow.com. And thanks to Jay, who's kind of the keeper of the castle there with all the info. But all the Good Day Health Show podcasts available. Doesn't cost you anything. It's GoodDayHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, from that to Mexico we go. One of the world's... This is a health story, I guess, in a manner of speaking, right? Getting rid of the...
And essentially a good news story.
Problems, of smoking. So Mexico has just passed the strictest anti-tobacco law that's ever been passed in any country. This is a total ban on smoking pretty much everywhere. You can't in public places smoke. Like in America, you don't in buildings. They say you can't smoke, like in the hotel, that sort of thing. But this is a law which is basically from the General Tobacco Control Reform Group, whatever that is. They say that this total ban on promotion, advertising, sponsorship, no more sale of e-cigarettes there, no more vaping sold there, or if it is, I guess there are some heavy restrictions on it. Why don't we do this in our country? Why don't we just eliminate, you know why? Because the tobacco industry still funds...
Very lucrative.
Well, it's lucrative, and it's also something the government... You know, there are still farmers getting paid to grow tobacco with subsidies because of the tobacco lobby, how much money they contribute to, especially in the states where tobacco is grown, the southern states and Connecticut, too. All of this stuff so that you can kill yourself. And the insurance that we have, that we pay for, Medicare, et cetera, that's supposed to help you if you're dying because you smoked, right? And people in wheelchairs. This may sound really hard and really cruel, but I have no patience for people that I know are killing themselves slowly, smoking away, and then they get sick. And they're in a wheelchair, and they want you to get out of the way for them because they're sick. They're sick because they're stupid. People who continue, this is maybe as focused as I can get, maybe.
Well, this is very personal for you, too.
Because my mother died.
You grew up.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. I grew up all around this stuff. And so maybe, I don't know, I don't like using the word stupid because it was used when I was a kid growing up for things, and it didn't settle well with me. But it's just, I don't understand. Maybe I'll put it that. With all the information that there is out there, how is it that we, like, the most sold cigarette brand in Mexico are Marlboro cigarettes. Made in America, not in Mexico. But the World Health Organization, not that I have much use for them, has said bravo to Mexico for doing this. There are other nations that are trying to do the same sort of thing. Like in Ireland, it's pretty hard to smoke. Greece, Hungary, they have the most stringent smoke-free environments. Mm-hmm. Why, again, haven't we modeled? We're supposed to be such a progressive country here. Then you know what? People make the choice to smoke. You want to smoke and kill yourself, but get the hell out of my way. I don't want to breathe that secondhand smoke.
Yeah, secondhand smoke, even third, where it's on clothing still. It's all very real, and I know a lot of places that may not be banning it are trying to make it more difficult to get, where they won't only raise taxes on it, but they'll raise the price itself where it almost becomes a luxury.
Well, it is in this country. The taxes and stuff, I think, isn't it very expensive to smoke? I can't tell you that I know what the cost is, but I've seen and heard from people that I know that are familiar with the circumstances. I just am thankful.
The prices are going up.
I'm thankful that nobody in my family, after perhaps what happened, you alluded to what happened to my mother. My mother died at the age of 50 because she basically smoked and drank. What's the right word? She had consumed a lot of alcohol.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And the reason, I understand it now at this stage of my life. When I was a youngster, I didn't get it, and I was angry at her when she died. I took care of her the last year of her life, and I didn't like it. And I didn't like what I saw, what she was doing to herself. She was so addicted to this stuff, and I was angry at her. And she couldn't figure out how to get away from my father. And it's practical, and not about my father. It just is that she couldn't, so she committed suicide slowly instead of quickly. That's what it was. More than anything, imagine what the three of us, we didn't realize it then, my two sisters and I, but we realize it now, what went on. And it's so sad. And how many of you have been through the same sort of thing in a way? It's just sad to think of how she threw her life away because her husband was not the right match for her.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not with the right person, hit the road. But be smarter. I was talking to somebody, a friend of mine yesterday, about knowing somebody who got married three times, and each time she got married, she wished she hadn't. 48. Whoops, wait a minute. 18 past the hour.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah, and we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy 5 of the same item in-store or online with one-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
And Doug.
Hey, listener. Welcome to Limu's Karaoke Lounge, where Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, and the music never stops. Hit it.
There's an emu with a full-time job. His partner's Doug, but Limu's the heartthrob. Grubs and worms, that's what Limu eats. Gotta fuel up to save you money and hit the streets.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding your motorcycle with your buddies on the open road. It's a potent cocktail of thrills, laughter, and pure adrenaline. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy.
I'm real proud of you, son.
Well, that was terrible. Our apologies for even trying. Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let's reach into my social media bag of tricks. Shall we do that, Jay? Jay Kirshner and Doug. Jay prepares the celebrity news for us, the trending things. And first up on the list, you can always count when you see Brad Pitt's name. That's going to be, right?
Something right on top. I feel like we should rename this the stuff you didn't know you care about, or maybe you don't care about.
Right. Well, somebody
think that immediately of like, oh, here's the celebrity gossip. And it's like, why does anybody care? And then all of a sudden we hear it, and sometimes it's like, oh, yeah. Okay, that wasn't bad.
Yeah. Brad Pitt has put his house in L.A., in Los Feliz. I don't understand that. I wouldn't have thought there's anything in Los Feliz that's worth $40 million, frankly. It's not exactly the up end of Los Angeles County. $40 million for wow, a property in Los Feliz. Yeah, it must be. Anyway, he bought the home a number of years ago. It was the original mansion from Cassandra Peterson, who was Elvira. Remember her?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah. Years are bought, now.
He bought it for $1.7 million in 1994.
Can you imagine?
So now he's got $40 million on it.
Right.
1.9 acres. Yeah.
Bought for $1.7 million. Now it's worth $40 million.
He wants something smaller.
Really raised their kids.
Yeah.
Before
right.
They're split.
Yeah. So anyway, he'd been single for 3 or 4 years. Apparently he's out on the town. I don't know. What is it? He's got houses all over the place, right, though? He's got a place in France, two or three places.
Yeah, he has a vineyard that...
New York.
Pretty,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, they had a big fight over.
Yeah. Anyway, who's he dating now? He's got somebody. He's got to have somebody on the hook. Here's a... What? This is the jewelry designer, Inez de Ramon. Well, he's 56, she's 32.
I
59.
I think that's 32. who he's been reportedly seen with a few times.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, listen. He feels like right now is a good time in his life. He's been, he wants to have a little fun. Okay, so good for him, 59. He's entitled to that. And the $40 million that goes with the house. All right, let's check in on Jeremy Renner. A lot of people want to know what his circumstances are since that nasty snowplow accident a couple of weeks ago. He is still on the road to recovery. I was watching he was in one of the Mission Impossible. No, he's been in a couple of Mission Impossibles.
Mm-hmm.
The one with Alec Baldwin was on last night. I've seen it a couple of times. So I wasn't going to watch it again, but I was thinking as I saw him, how's he doing? So here's the story. As he continues to recover, he's back home.
Which is great.
Right. He tweeted.
As significant as this was, not only is it a miracle that he's alive, but
yep.
to already be able to finish his recovery at home, that's
yep.
big.
Yeah. So he's in a new show called The Mayor of Kingstown. I noticed that's being promoted. I don't know where. Is that on HBO? I think it's on HBO.
Yeah, that's yeah. Right. They're that's in season two. I think they
right.
just recently started season two.
Yeah. So he's finished the second season, apparently. But, you know, whenever you get lots of messages like this, you know, we're praying for you and we will continue to do so. That sort of thing is a big help psychologically for people, no matter what their status in life. So it's good for him, good for the people that are expressing themselves. At least one of his lungs collapsed in all of this.
Oh, yeah.
Broken.
He was, like, completely crushed. His
yeah.
chest collapsed.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was
ugly.
Bad.
Ugly. So count your lucky stars, Jeremy Renner. Anybody else that goes through this sort of thing, can you imagine? Just put yourself in that position. What would happen? You know, you hear stories like this of people in car accidents and things, and, you know, it's hard. It's when you look at, when you see what he went through, you do wonder, how did he survive? I mean, you can't help but look at the situation and look at the reports. But the doctors are very optimistic
mm-hmm.
about all of that, so it's good. Jeremy Renner, making recovery. It's now 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
Energy got expensive. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. There are things you can do right there at home to cut energy cost. Are you running a load of wash? Unless you're attacking serious stains, the cold water mode is okay for most of what you're washing. And wait until you have a full load to save electricity and water. Ditto for the dishwasher, which will also save on detergent, which is pricey now. And stocking up on groceries doesn't just take advantage of bargains you find. Your freezer works more efficiently when it's full, because all the stuff in there is frozen, so you'll use less electricity. As for the fridge, set it between 28 and 42 degrees Fahrenheit, and the freezer between 0 and 5. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Doug Steffen here from MyPillow. You've helped build MyPillow into the incredible company that it is. The great night's sleep you get from the pillows and the sheets. Well, now let's talk about the six-piece towel set, shall we? This set is made with cotton grown in the United States, making it extremely absorbent. Provides that soft feel that you look for in a towel. Set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths. Retails usually for $89.98. Right now, you can get it for the low price of $39.98. That's it. For all the people listening to the Good Day program, $39.98. For an $89.98 value, those towels are great. I use them every day in my baths and my showers. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, get this insanely low price of $39.98, the six-piece towel set. Enter the promo code DS at MyPillow.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. 11 storms in California in recent weeks could have ended the drought in the Golden State, but politicians never took the time to increase their water collection capabilities.
We do everything we can to get rid of literally the most precious resource we have, water.
Los Angeles Waterkeeper Executive Director Bruce Resnick on NBC News says because of this, the drought will continue to hinder the California region.
It's not going to change that fundamental dynamic, and that's why I don't want people to get complacent.
The 11 storms brought enough fresh water to cover the entire state of California in 15 inches of water. Because of California leadership, 80% of that water was put directly back into the Pacific Ocean. 65-year-old actor Julian Sands has disappeared after hiking up Southern California's Mount Baldy last weekend. San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department announced a call for help came in from his family. Still, no word. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I promise that you will have a good experience here if you stick around with us for a while on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, senior broadcaster here of the team, only because I've been doing it longer and I'm older than Jay. She's very seasoned as a broadcaster. As a matter of fact, when she was born into the broadcast family, she had a microphone in her mouth before she had a lollipop. So there you go.
My first words were a time check.
Yes, right. Oh, that is so inside, but it's really cool. It tickles me. That's right. We all have, well, you hear me doing it. Most of the programs that are syndicated don't focus on time. Mm-hmm. But because this broadcast airs when time is important, not that time is always important, but for the most part, this is a morning program. It does air around the clock around the world, but it is mornings, it's morning centric, let's put it that way. And so people want to know what time it is. And therefore, I do my best as a broadcaster to do what's necessary. Simple little things like, okay, 34 after the hour, mm-hmm. 50 minutes past the hour, 18 after the hour, 7 after the hour. yada, yada, yada.
Well, and I've noticed a lot of local stations don't even do it anymore either. And one that I previously worked on, we would do it at the top of the hour, but not during the hour. And the mentality was that, well, everybody has a watch or has their phone, and they can look at it if they want the time. But sometimes,
that's
more often than
pretty
not,
self-serving
we
and pretty wrong.
We're multitasking. We're doing a lot of different things. And if somebody can just tell us the time really quickly, rather than us having to check, it's helpful.
That's a bad broadcaster. Don't work for him. Work for me. How about that? We've got it all straightened out.
Done.
Huh?
Done and done.
Done. All right, here's the story of a 90-year-old woodcutter. Listen to this. He built his own house, kind of a hobbit house. He lives off the grid, and it looks like it's pretty comfortable. He says that he has never watched Lord of the Rings, but lives off the grid. 90 years old, how do you do that? His name is Stuart Grant. Moved into this cottage that he bought as a wreck. Didn't have any roof, no doors or anything. Started renovating it in 1984. He loved doing the do-it-yourself stuff on this building, which apparently is a couple of hundred years old. So after he fixed it, he moved in.
Mm-hmm.
He has no phone. He doesn't use the internet. He doesn't drive anymore. But he does love to get out and meet people, which is kind of good because he's been inundated with visitors who want to see this house that he really... And again, I suppose you look at the picture. I'm not a Lord of the Rings fan. You probably are.
No, I'm not.
Oh, you're not,
I'm not either.
Yeah.
Or any of the Hobbit stuff. But what's so interesting is that he's never seen any of this, and apparently his front door is almost the exact same. Same shape, same kind of wood. Total coincidence. But
synchronicity, it's called.
Yeah.
And so the tourists come in busloads to look at his house. They apologize for disturbing him, but they still come anyway.
Mm-hmm.
As a collection box out front, and he gets money from people who want to stop there. And there's not what's wrong with it. He's a little puzzled by it because it just seems natural. But imagine a fellow like that. I don't want to be a... I figure I'm going to live to 90, and then there's some... just that's my attitude. And at that point, I would like not to be alone. Not that I'm alone now. I have Daisy. And this is no poor dog. Oh, it's not a pity party. I actually quite like being by myself. But I also like to share things, great experiences. And we like to do that with somebody who's like-minded.
Yeah,
sounds like an ad
traveling.
For a dating thing. You know? I would like to have share the time with someone who's like-minded. Mm-hmm. But,
can we
put
up a form on the website?
Yeah, really.
Taking inquiries.
Yeah, right. Check in here. All right, here's something, speaking about older folks, there's a Harvard study that's out today that focuses on how you maintain close relationships. And this study suggests the older you are, the closer your relationships are, the happier you are. And again, this study of adult development has been going on at Harvard since 1938. Sounds like the Framingham Heart Study. And it's still going on, tracking 724 men and 1,300 women, because women outlive men about, although that's changing too, because women taking on the roles of men in work, and otherwise the heart attacks and stuff.
Yeah.
So women.
Because at one point heart attacks were kind of thought of as a gender situation, a sex situation.
Right.
Now we're realizing, no, it's a lifestyle situation.
That's correct. Yep. Anyway, so this Harvard study, known as the Happiness Study, it is very interesting and pretty simple, actually. The researchers say a book that they have called The Good Life, Lessons from the World's Longest Scientific Study of Happiness, Benefits of Spending Meaningful Time with Your Friends, with Other Human Beings, are tied to your physical health, your mental health, and your longevity. I don't think there's any surprise there. Is there? I mean, it's like this has been going on for 80 years, but I think it points out the fact that's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
You know, being by yourself for the most part, although this 90-year-old guy in the Hobbit house probably is a counter to that, but...
know that one saying of sometimes you feel the most alone by being around a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
You feel less alone when you are actually physically alone.
Well, sometimes it's also, it's tough to be around some... speaking from experience. Tough to be around some people.
Oof, the energy vampires.
Yeah, like Elon Musk, for example. So this week we are reporting on, I think we've every day had a little bit more on the jury selection, his trial, the Tesla tweet trial, it's called. Say that 100 times fast. The alliteration of the Tesla tweet trial. Say it again. Tesla tweet trial.
Okay. It's the TE followed by the TW sound.
Tesla tweet trial. Okay. Anyway, the selection process for this tweet thing, the shareholders suing Musk for devaluing, inflating and then devaluating the stock. Right? Artificially manipulated the stock price. So I don't, he's not going to jail, but he'll probably have to pay a stiff fine. He seems to be able to do that because he seems to have plenty of money to do all of that stuff.
He has so much money that he's still one of the wealthiest people on earth, even though he broke a Guinness World Record for most personal financial loss.
Yeah. He looks like a bad guy. When you see him dressed up, I'm looking at him, a picture at the Met Gala in a tux. He looks like a bad guy from a James Bond movie. That was my first memory. I'm looking at him. He just looks like a bad guy.
I can't necessarily disagree with you on that.
Yeah. He does. Looks like a bad guy. All right, anyway. So let's see what's going on in Washington State with the police. Auburn, Washington is the city in focus here where police arrested a man who attempted to abduct a lawyer through a drive-through window. Huh? The Auburn Police Department confirmed the man had been arrested. Oh, I get it.
Oh, the barista,
yeah, right. After support from the community, this is a bad guy, apparently. They haven't named this guy. There was security footage of this guy. The video, when you look at it, the barista hands the customer his change. So I'm talking, a barista in most countries is a lawyer. The barista here is the guy behind the counter that's handing you your whatever. In this case, is this a McDonald's? What is this, a drive-through? Some kind of
a coffee
joint.
Shop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
but you know what? Isn't that funny?
I've
never used the term barista to refer to somebody who's working. I suppose it makes sense, the bar, barista. But in England, this term refers to a particular type of lawyer.
Interesting. I'm the opposite. Yeah. I had no idea that barista was a lawyer.
Yeah. Anyway, so this guy was described as having a unique tattoo on his arm. Appears to read Chevrolet. So when he grabbed this guy, then he ran off. That's how they got him. Right?
Yeah, because he even used some kind of weird zip tie as she's handing him his change to try to pull her through the window to abduct her. It's like a looped zip tie device or something. She fights him off, and then he drives away. Fortunately, they were able to catch him and arrest him.
Yeah.
Tried to straight up pull her through the window.
Hunga bunga. Okay, let's take it. I want to get away from that kind of stuff. We don't talk about business and money stuff here as much as we might. So I would like to pass along a couple of things that would be helpful for you to know conversationally today. Most of you have conversations with your friends, colleagues at work, perhaps folks that you live with, or just have general conversations about stuff that isn't nonsense, like you really dig into things like the U.S. debt limit. Hey, let's talk about the debt limit and what's going on in Congress. That's pretty exciting, right?
Mm-hmm. At my monthly girls' lunches, totally.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, we're on the brink again. Here we go with the Congress not having solved this problem. We haven't had a balanced budget or even a budget, a real budget to run this country since Bill Clinton was president. George Bush messed it up by taking $3 trillion that we didn't have and using it to invade China. That disrupted everything in terms of the debt limits. And then it's just gone downhill from there. The first was $3 trillion, and then it went to $8 trillion, and then it went to $14 trillion, and then it went to $19 trillion, and what is it now? 21? It's like numbers you don't even understand. So then why should I talk about this, right? Nobody understands and nobody gets it. And I'm thinking that nobody really cares.
But then you keep expanding the limit.
Yeah. But do you think anybody really, honestly, really cares?
And who is actually owed this money?
Well, that's a good question. A lot of people think it's the Chinese. I'm not so sure that it is, frankly. You know what I wonder is whether secretly behind the scenes, somebody in the Treasury Department has invested in cryptocurrency. What do you think? Do you think that somebody there are a lot of people, because of the FTX thing, that has found people that have bought into it really kind of in a jam? Mm-hmm. A guy, what's his name? Who, three-named guy, like the three-legged guy.
Something or other.
Yeah, something, something, and something, right? He's got it. Okay. Anything going on with George Santos? Aha! Well, the Republicans are at it again. They put Santos on two committees, even though the majority of people who are Republicans have said this guy needs to go. But yet they put him on a couple of committees. They said, well, we can't keep from putting him on. Of course they can. The Speaker, McCarthy, can do whatever he wants. But didn't he make a deal to get Santos's vote? He made a deal with him to put him on these committees.
And how has he not been officially indicted?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Anyway, the... this stuff. I'm distracted at the moment. I had not seen this before. Did you see that up in Alaska? We're on three or four stations up there, and I wonder if we... Well, this is social media. If you want to share, if you know anything about this, Facebook and Instagram, it's at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day On Air, the polar bear that killed a woman and a boy yesterday in a remote village in western Alaska. Listen, polar bears are nothing, 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 nothing to mess with. And so when you see the circumstances here, you look at the way the polar bears are the most dangerous of all bears, most dangerous. They're rare, these attacks, but they still happen. So I don't know. We don't see many polar bears in our lives, but a word to the wise, as they say, 48 after the hour.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy five of the same item in store or online with 1 hour pickup. Staples, the best kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
Hi there, I'm your host, Dog, filling in for the human who's normally here and bringing you the smells and sounds of the holidays, courtesy of Beggin' Dog Treats.
We wish you a Beggin' Christmas. We wish you a Beggin' Christmas. Dog, rest ye merry Doberman, let begging you acquire. Deck the halls with strips of begging.
Remember, for bacon-loving dog excitement this holiday,
it's bacon!
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding your motorcycle with your buddies on the open road. It's a potent cocktail of thrills, laughter, and pure adrenaline. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy!
Real proud of you, son.
Well, that was terrible. Our apologies for even trying. Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Now 53 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. We're going to pause in briefly in this program to bring you, we were just talking off the air about Glenn Yarbrough. All right, let me see if you can hear this. Hold on just a second. This is radio at its finest. You hear him? Let's see if we can make this a little louder.
Right. No, it sounds good.
You hear that? Right. It's a little low. Has nothing to do with what we're here to talk about with Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show, but he just shows you a couple of little fogies talking about folk music. And
but it might, that was Doug. It might. It might. Baby, the rain. We had so much rain here in Southern California.
Yeah, what's that doing to the animal population?
First of all, I just got a note on my next door. Everyone has next door in the neighborhood.
Yes.
Dog walking out in the backyard, ate a mushroom, little puppy.
Ooh.
3 hours later, dead.
Dead.
The bottom line is I go out every day with the rain. The mushrooms are popping up all over the place. They're not all deadly, but certain ones are. So please be really, really, really careful if you're taking your dog out for a walk, no matter where you are. After the rain, those mushrooms come up. And as I said, some of them can make the dog or your cat pretty seriously ill.
Very sick. Other items of interest from the pet and animal world, the Dallas Zoo, the site this week of a couple of breakouts. Police are investigating how a leopard got out of his cage and how a bunch of chimpanzees or monkeys. What's the difference, by the way, between a chimpanzee and a monkey?
There's the old monkeys and the old school monkeys and the new monkeys, and I think the chimps are part of the new monkey group. I don't know exactly what they're, but a lot of those are classified as monkeys.
Really? So their theme song is, "Hey, hey, we're the monkeys." People say, "Fuck you." I don't know why I'm thinking about songs so much today. You bring out the best in me, Warren. That's what it is. All right, so anyway, here's a study about chimpanzees sharing experiences. This study suggests that chimpanzees are just like humans in terms of their behavior. They share, somehow or other communicate, what their experiences are. They nag their mothers for attention. I suppose when you think about it, a lot of people think that we were monkeys before we were humans, whether that's true or not. You know, there are a lot of traits that are similar. Have you ever studied, I'm sure you've at one point in time, after the 40-some-odd years you've been on the air, talked about chimpanzees. People have them for pets, don't they?
They should never have them for pets. The average chimpanzee, full-grown, can rip a man's arm off with one pull. Bottom line is, many years ago, I would never do this again, but many, many years ago when I was young, I trained a group of 6 chimpanzees to wear suits. Going to a lunchroom, they were all dressed in Bill Blass suits. It was kind of an interesting segment. Not easy segment to set up with a bunch of chimps. But I got to tell you, they are so incredibly intelligent, way too smart to be living with people. Number two, it's abusive to keep them. They need to socialize with other chimps of their own. So I think it's really abusive when people decide that, you know, I want this cute pet. Look at Mike Tyson. He used to own white tigers, I think. And so the bottom line is, owning exotic animals, not the right thing for the average person to do.
Yeah. All right. Well, there's a word to the wise that is hopefully sufficient. As we're talking about strange animals, there apparently is a problem with frogs in some places. There is a problem where they're being supposedly, they're becoming extinct. And I've been talking this week about how, not nonsensical, but people who get all worked up about, oh, we got to save the planet for the... There were 126 new species of things found last year. And among the population of things like frogs, there was an explosion in Switzerland that has caused the population to go sky high in some of the larger ponds and lakes over there. The frogs have quadrupled in population since 1999. Do people have frogs as pets? Kenny, what do you do with a frog?
There are people out there. People that have, you know, what do you do with goldfish? You watch them swim around the tank. The same thing people do with some exotic animals.
Wait a minute to you to go, well, I think that's a good probably, right? A good comparative.
But let me, if your biggest problem when you wake up in the morning is there's too many frogs in your hood, I'm okay with that. But you're absolutely right. There's a reason, because if there's too many frogs, maybe there's other type of animals and certain type of good bugs that are being eaten. So I would check into why so many, why the explosion all of a sudden, what's different? Is it the type of water? Is it pollution going into the, I don't know. There's all different types of theories in terms of, but if there's too many frogs in one specific area, don't worry about the frogs being there. Worry about what caused them to come there.
Mm-hmm. I got a kick out of the story, and this is, of course, in California. A cat was a pet in school, and he was apparently the school was taking pictures of the students there, and so the cat snuck into the class photo taken, and then the portrait of the cat was sent home to its owner.
What a great idea.
Isn't it, though? All right. Always lots of info. Warren Eckstein. Check out his pet show at thepetshow.com.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.